USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where people have been slashed and stabbed at a daycare center in the borough of Queens. The incident happened at about 4 a.m. Eastern. No word yet on whether any kids were involved, but police do reportedly have a woman in custody.
I think it's a very sad situation. He's an outstanding person.
That's President Trump discussing accusations against his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, saying the accuser does need to have her say, but delays should not continue.
Let her say what she has to say, and let's see how it all comes out. But they've delayed it a week, and they have to get on with it.
The lawyer for the woman accusing Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were teenagers says his client would testify not at the hearing on Monday scheduled by the committee, but rather next Thursday. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
A student pilot who's a native of Trinidad and Tobago is now facing charges accused of trying to steal an American Airlines jet at Orlando Melbourne International Airport yesterday morning. The 22-year-old parked his car outside the terminal, left it running, then hopped the barbed wire fence and got into the jet that was undergoing maintenance. Airport workers stopped him and held him till police showed up. He's now facing a long list of charges. It's been nearly 2 years, but the Cleveland Browns are finally in the win column again. Rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield says the win's his first step in what he hopes will be the team's new direction.
It's not the only win we're going to celebrate. You know, it's a building block for us. Did some good things, but there's still a lot we can work on.
Mayfield coming off the bench to lead the Browns to a come-from-behind 21-17 win over the New York Jets. The team's first win since Week 16 of the 2016 season. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics reporting death rates for Americans have increased in 5 of the 12 leading categories. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The report on mortality also examines when, why, and where Americans are dying. The latest figures show increases in 5 of the 12 leading causes, including injuries, Alzheimer's disease, suicide, chronic liver disease, as well as the life-threatening bloodstream poisoning condition known as septicemia. Another disturbing trend was the increase in the age-adjusted suicide rate, increasing by 23% from 2006 to 2016, up to 13.5 suicides for every 100,000. I'm John Clemens.
Officials in South Carolina say the worst flooding from Hurricane Florence in that state may be yet to come in some spots. Residents living near the South Carolina coast are preparing for a deluge of water as flooded rivers are starting to crest today there. North Carolina's rivers, well, most of them tended to crest yesterday. And updating our top story here, we're now hearing from authorities in New York City that several people, about 6, are being treated for injuries after a stabbing incident at a daycare center run out of a house in Queens, New York. Police say they have a suspect in custody, a woman in her 50s who was hiding in the basement. And we'll have more through the morning here on USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.